Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Emmanuel Macron may stand to dissolve the Assemblée Nationale if the pension reform is not adopted. The final vote on the bill is expected both in the Senate and the lower house today. While senators seem convinced, the government cabinet is less certain that it has managed to win over the majority of elected officials in the Assemblée Nationale. Nonetheless, the president's representatives at the Élysée insist that Macron intends to put the bill to vote without triggering Article 49.3 of the Constitution. The Ministry of the Interior will be issuing a formal legal request for the rubbish to be collected from the streets of Paris. This despite the Mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo's refusal to do so. In Paris, several tons of garbage have built up as the rubbish collection strike has gone on for more than a week and has been extended until next Monday. Strikes continue today at the SNCF and with workers for energy firms after an eighth day of demonstrations. Meanwhile, the police themselves are also angry at the government and are calling on people to gather outside courts today to protest the reform of the judicial police. This reform would see the creation of directorates of the national police in each of France's départements. Violence against elected officials is on the rise. It is up by 32% according to the Ministry of the Interior. Nearly 2,300 complaints and reports of verbal or physical violence against elected officials were recorded in 2022. The Minister of Communities, Dominique Faure, wants to set up a dedicated unit to tackle the phenomenon, particularly through introducing harsher sanctions to anyone who seeks to undermine elected officials. And finally to football, Didier Deschamps is due to announce his first lineup for the French team since the World Cup. France play the Netherlands on March 24th and Ireland on March 27th in the Euro 2024 qualifiers. New goalkeepers will be stepping up to the mark after Hugo Lloris and Steve Mandanda announced their retirement from international football. These will probably include Mike Maignan and Alphonse Areola, and Brice Samba and Alban Lafont could make the cut for the first time. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.